The southwestern U.S. could get 60% more rain by the end of the century than it currently gets. That's according to new research from the National Center for Atmospheric Research. And while the region could certainly use the extra precipitation, it would not benefit from the flooding that would likely come with it. For more on this, I'm joined by Andreas Prine, a scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research. And Andreas, in this latest research of yours, what were you looking for and what did you find out?
So we were looking at very large thunderstorms, which are called mesoscale convective systems. So they are actually single thunderstorms that start to grow in each other and act together. And those thunderstorms are the major cause of flooding in the U.S. during summertime. And we were trying to find out how climate change and climate variability is affecting those thunderstorms.
And did you find that there are more thunderstorms or that the thunderstorms are producing more rain?
So there are a lot of changes, and I think most of them are really concerning. First of all, there will be more thunderstorms. So what we're looking at is end of the century, a business as usual scenario. So this is pretty warm climate, plus 7 degrees Fahrenheit approximately in the southwest. And so the thunderstorms get more frequent, but they also get more intense and they grow in size.
And what are the ecological effects of that?
So I think my primary concern when I look at these results is flooding. So we know already in summertime, these big thunderstorms are the major cause of major floodings. And for example, maybe some of your audience can remember the floodings in 2014 in Phoenix in September, which was a classical example of one of these big thunderstorms. And this was the rainiest day on record in Phoenix. And similar systems are happening almost every year. And in the future, these systems might become more frequent and more intense.
Are you looking for these changes to be, as with many things scientific, kind of gradual changes?
Yes. So this is not a step increase. As well, we expect that these thunderstorms slowly increase with warming, and actually we see already effects of the warming that we had in the last 30 years. So this is something we can already observe in the observational record.
Do you anticipate that the changes will be different in different parts of the country?
Definitely, yeah. We see quite a lot of differences. And for example, these big thunderstorms are really specific for most of the eastern part of the U.S., east of the Rocky Mountains. But the southwest, especially the monsoon area, is also a region where you get these big thunderstorms. So for example, in the northeast, you don't get them at all. And they won't get those big thunderstorms in the future either. But the monsoon region, for example, we see in late summer, when the monsoon kicks in, we get way more of these big storms in the future.
So in a place like Arizona, which has been in a drought situation for a really long time, in theory, more rain would be good, but I'm guessing not in the form of these giant rainstorms where the ground can't absorb all the water.
Yes, this is exactly right. So a recent study led by Princeton and NOAA suggested that the monsoon rainfall will decrease in the future climate. So they looked at average monsoon rainfall, and the monsoon rainfall is really important for the hydrology of, for example, Arizona. What we see is a very strong increase in extreme rainfall, and these two things can go together. So it could be that you lose a lot of this weak thunderstorms that are occurring more frequently, which are actually good for your hydrology and for your water cycle, but you can introduce very extreme rainfall. So instead of getting three small rainfall events, you get one really big one, and this can cause major flooding.
But depending on where the thunderstorm happens and where the rain actually falls, more rain and more intense storms could, I would imagine, in theory at least, be good if it's falling, for example, over one of the reservoirs or over the Colorado River, where you're not so much worried about flooding people out of their homes, but the extra water is going to a place where it is really needed, right?
Yes. So, and this is also what water resource managers try to prepare for. So we have a project where we look into this, how this extreme rainfall can be harvested for water resource management. So nowadays, typically what's happening is if you have a big rainfall extreme event, you have to let the water go because there's too much water at the time to store it. But in the future, we really might depend on those water resources. So also our infrastructure system has to change to be able to harvest this rainfall.
Has the ship kind of sailed on this? I mean, is this sort of a foregone conclusion, or do you think that there are things that can be done to try to mitigate some of these impacts?
So there are two things we can do. And the one thing is, of course, if we keep emissions lower than what we looked at in this study, we would expect that the consequences would be less severe. So this is the first thing. And the second thing is, of course, to build up resilience, to build up infrastructure that can help us to mitigate flooding and harvest these water resources in the future.
So it's a matter of trying to maybe reduce the chances of these storms, but also try to deal with the potential reality that these storms are going to happen and try to make sure that they're not as damaging as they might otherwise be.
Exactly. So since we already see those kind of changes, so we already suffer from these consequences, I think we already have to adapt to this new reality and to try to mitigate the extreme increases that we see in our study by lowering our emissions is something I think would be highly beneficial, because actually we don't know if we really can control these big water masses at all.
Andreas Prien is a scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research.